Hello, this is Jeff Chapman with the Daily Inspiration for You. What a blessing to be a child of God. What a blessing to be alive on the planet Earth in these last days and truly be a Christian, to behold and to witness the things we have seen, the things we have heard, and to know that Christ is our Lord, our King, our Master, and He is our friend, our Savior, our Lord. Well, I would like to turn to 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. I would like to look at the present and future judgments and how to escape their punishment. Let's look at this powerful verse. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Well, it says here that judgment must begin at the house of God. Judgment. What is judgment? Well, this word here could mean a few different things. It could be defined as the word judgment, or damnation, or punishment, or condemnation. And I believe what the writer was inspired to put here is if the righteous are found sinning, He judges them first. And if they are found righteous, He delivers them from judgment. The idea here is that if God will punish the righteous when they sin, He will surely punish the ungodly. If the ones who are righteous are scarcely saved, according to His words here, scarcely saved, there is no possible hope of sinners being saved. Oh, my friend, the judgment of God is thorough. He knows everything. May we be awakened to realize today that God is God, and we are His creatures. And He calls us to a life of holiness. Yes, sir, here we must consider a personal inventory of where we are. Think about all the people in this world today and the things that we see that we know are bad, that we know are wrong, that we know are against Bible Christianity. And God is warning us that the righteous are scarcely being saved, and there's little hope for those that are continuing to be ungodly, that live ungodly. I'd like to ask you this question. Are you ready? Are you ready for God's judgment in your life? We are the house of God. The children of God are called the house of God here. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's time for judgment to begin at the house of God, it says. You know, sometimes you hear the reference to them and us, speaking of those that are truly in the Church of Jesus Christ and they that are not. You know, Romans 2 tells us that we are inexcusable, that if we judge others and do the same thing. You know, I'd like to look at some of the sins that may be present in the house of God. Yeah, we see the sodomites, we see the fornicators, we see the dirty business deals, we see the immodesty, we see the the pleasure seekers outside the church really clearly. We see the covetous. But what about in the church? I would like to look at a few of the sins that may be bringing the judgment of God upon his house. What about gossip? Gossip. You know, the Bible warned us in the Old Testament in Leviticus 19, verse 16, not to go house to house as a talebearer. The Bible tells us in the New Testament that man shall give an account of every idle word that he shall speak. Well, I'd like to speak to you this week on this subject. It is time. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of be of them that obey not the gospel? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Just a reminder, if the righteous are found sinning and carnal, God will judge them first. And if we be found righteous, we shall be delivered from judgment. The idea here is, if God will punish the righteous when they sin, he will certainly, surely punish the ungodly. And if the ones called righteous are scarcely saved, there is no possible hope of sinners being saved. Unless, of course, he would turn from his sin before his judgment day. And we all have a judgment day coming. May we be found spotless in him. There's hope for you today. Turn from your sins. Turn from your false religion. Turn from your dead church. Turn to the living God. Well, I just wanted to encourage you and to warn you today what the scripture is saying over here in 1 Peter chapter 4. If you have a request, or you have a need, or you need prayer, or you need somebody to help you, 099 will access the voicemail. Please leave me a message. We'll call you back. We'll help you. Leave a prayer request. We will pray for you. We want to see God's house holy and righteous. God bless your day, and look to Jesus.